put like a...
Evening, and 5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Did a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations would like to check in?
KC2WI.
And Pete, KC2WI, how you doing?
Well, I'm on Fairchild Road. Not too bad. I went down to Utica yesterday, look at a snowblower. Maybe it was worth it, but I couldn't really get the guy down on the price. It came down $100. But I figured, he says, he says, if you want it, you change your mind, I'll bring it up to you. So I said, okay, at that point. I don't think he's going to sell it, It's not like there's a bunch of snow coming and it's not a cheap Ibiza Honda. So, I came back and it sort of wasted the day. It was really crummy driving coming back from Utica. Actually, it wasn't bad leaving Glenfield. It was fine in Boonville. It was okay in Mapledale. But it was already starting to get nasty in Utica, and it just got worse all the time, and I was kind of dreading to drive back, but the farther north I got, the better it got. Followed a plow for about, like three plows side by side on Route 12 there. You couldn't pass them, but they were cruising pretty good, and that's up to Alder Creek, I guess. Two of them went off on 28, and the other one went up to, maybe it was Egypt Road there, whatever. And really wasn't necessary after that anyway, even up to that point. So then instead of going to bed early, I stayed up and did this and did that, so I slept a little bit late, and that totally screwed up whatever plans I had for today. And it was kind of windy and nasty this morning when I went out, even though the sun came out. Well, eventually I did get out. I decided, even though the conditions are going to be kind of marginal, I would ride my, I would take my car down. I decided I'd swap cars. So I took the tractor and trailer back down to Bob J's and picked up the Escort and observed the, I said, it looks like it's good enough, and so I rode the snowmobile down and picked up the other vehicles so I have them both, but that was the last ride I'm going to take on the Valley Trail until we get, cold weather and snow. They were pretty bad. Anything that wasn't ridden near the little boondocky trail along Route 12 there, that was okay. Not much snow, but it wasn't, it wasn't brown. But anything that's been ridden is just, let me put it this way, if it wasn't dirt this afternoon, it probably is by now. KC2WI.
Exactly, yeah, I know what you mean, therapy. You give some of these people that come up, you know, they could be 1 inch of snow on the ground and they wanna ride on it. I've often said if you spray painted the ground, you'd have people riding on that too. But yeah, I noticed that up here with some of the trails going back and forth down 28. The ones that were near the road were pretty brown. I don't think it was to the dirt, but there was enough dirt tracked through it that really doesn't do the clients and sleds any good that way. Okay, well, it sounds like you had quite a day of it. Glad at least the weather got better as you got north. Usually it goes the opposite way, but that worked out good. Okay, you have a good evening. And make another call, see if there's any other battery-powered mobile stations or portable would like to check in. Are there any EchoLink stations that wishing to check in?
KD2AIP repeater. Good evening, KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale. And we're checking in through the EchoLink system, and we have a kind gentleman after me, Mr. Kevin James, has appeared on the scroll, and we'll give it back to you, KA3TFB.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you for checking in, and we'll get back to you in a little bit. And we'll see if Kevin would like to join us.
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in. I was having some network issues, so I apologize. And Matt will be right behind me. He's down here in Oneonta with me.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, I was waiting there for Matt. Matt, if you're there, feel free to check in now if you like.
And Matt keyed back up again. Hey, 47 degrees here in Warrendale. That's good news. I had gone outside to get the mail. Didn't need a jacket on. And I was jacketless for most of the day. I also, this is newsworthy. I'm going to give you some newsworthy an event. I had kept the couch cushions warm all day. And that's worthy to note. It doesn't always happen that way, but I'm comfortable and had a good meal and everything else. So, hey, I'm not going to hold a repeater, but best of the evening to everyone. And we'll be listening from Warrendale. 47 degrees here. Mostly great news. KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. And we'll be listening. Over.
Very good, Bill. Well, always glad to hear you, and glad you had a little warmer day than what we had here. Well, stay warm and have a good evening and a great day tomorrow. Okay, we'll move along to 82FPF. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Bob, and everyone up in the North Country tonight. KD2FPM here, Kevin James in the central southern tier, 39 degrees on the outside with some clouds overhead. no complaints there for the end of January to have it so nice. So, yeah, kind of a low-key day for me, not much. I got a few things accomplished, but then I just kind of lost some steam, so that does happen from time to time. And I'm hoping Matt was able to log back in, maybe through his other mobile device, and that way we'll get his audio. So I won't hold the repeater either. I'll say 7-3, KD2FM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. There again, always good to hear you. I'm glad you had a pretty decent day today. I kind of went with Bill there. I was keeping cushions warm for a while, and then got out and took some of the... Took some of the fresh air in. All right. Well, we'll make a space here, or I'll hold up a little bit and see if Matt's got the audio taken care of on his. KD2JWC, Matt, can you give it a shot this time?
I can. Good evening, Bill. Good evening, everyone up in the North Country. I'm not going to hold it up for too long. Showing 39 degrees with a feels like 36 degrees here in Oneonta. And had training today for my EMS research, so been a long day, but kind of short day for getting stuff done at home. And here now, trying to check out some vehicles for the fire department, because we got to replace one of our trucks. And had a chance to check in on the net, so I figured I'd try to pop in and check in. But I was having issues with my desktop, so I'll have to figure that out. So I'm on my iPad now. But this is KD2JWC, back to net control.
Okay, Matt, glad you made it through it this time. And I don't know what caused that problem you had with the other one or the other way you were doing it, but it was certainly bringing the repeater up, but no audio. Well, you have a good evening, and stay warm. That's about all I can suggest there. And, let's see. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
BFM, George. George, what's going on your way?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everybody else, especially the guy down there in Warrendale, PA. Temperature here happens to be 31 degrees, and that's the high for the day. The low was 22 overnight. And we did have some sun today, at least enough to get the solar batteries charged up reasonably again, so I didn't have to go tomorrow to the NIMO power, which I was glad of. Oh, well, Warrendale, they must have a big postal facility there. There's a certain Kevin James might be interested in this, too. I got a photocopy of the complete 1599 Douay Rheims version of the Bible. And one of the places it went through on the tracking of the package in there, when it did go through, was Warrendale, PA. So I thought I'd let you know that down there. So nothing much else going on. Say to Mom, didn't even know who I was today when I was there, so that didn't make me feel too happy. But that's about it. So with that, we'll say God bless. 73 then 2, PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, you made that connection the same as I did, too. I know different packages I've had mailed from different areas. Different parts of the country. Went through Warrendale for a while and then made its track for its way towards our direction here, either up north by you or by me. Okay. Well, you have a good evening and stay warm, George. And this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-in. Jack, that includes you, KA2ZNZ.
morning, Bob, and everybody on board. Well, we had a quiet day down this way, mostly cloudy. We had a high of 42. We're still 41. We're the low of 23 this morning. So that's about it down here. No snow today. We still have snow on the ground there from the past couple of weeks, but roads and everything are all clear. So I'll say 7-3 to you, Bob. 7-3 to everybody. KA2.
Okay, Jack. Well, always glad to have you check in. And I would imagine you had a warmer day too than what we had here. It didn't get very warm. I think probably 29 or 30. I think was the peak. I thought it was going to be a little bit warmer than that when the sun was out, but that didn't last long. It got cloudy and it almost looked like it was going to turn to snow, but we didn't get anything, so that's all right, too. All right, this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, my day was fairly comfortable. I went outside for a bit, spent a little time out there, had a couple little chores I needed to do, and I thought of one just now that I didn't get done. So it's another project for tomorrow. When I stayed inside and got a few things done on the computer and did a little bit of HF for a bit, that seemed like it was going quite well there for a while, and the conditions changed on it. So that's okay too, because I get a whole lot of things I wind up doing when I'm in the house, and it gives me time to spread it around a little bit. So, with that, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Not hearing any, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, George, Matt, Kevin, and Bill down in Pennsylvania, and Pete also being mobile. For checking in this evening. Everyone have an excellent evening and a nice day tomorrow. 7-3 to all. Good night. N5AOW clear.
Yeah, KC2 in view. One more for the count. Good night.
Roger. Got you right. KC2 MBU. N5AOW clear.
KD2 AIT repeater. This is KA3 TFB. George, my brother, if you're still on the net there, the Dewey A. Rhymes text is the author. It is the Anglo-Saxon version of that text. No one really uses that so much because the wording is found not to be lined up with the Greek text, but it's... It's something to look at and read if you're interested in it, and knowing that it would be the Anglo-Saxon version of it. And I have such a copy here, but I don't normally use it. And we're going to take the time to log off the net eventually here, and the best to everyone, good evening. And KA3TFB will be logging off through the Echolink system.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink, and hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. And Matt, I'll try to catch you in a little bit. I'm out gallivanting next door at my landlord's for a few minutes, so I will catch you later. Until then, KD2FPM, 7-3 clear.
This is KD2JWC. I will also be clearing this repeater through Echolink. Thank you, everyone. Everyone, have a good weekend. And I did hear your comment, KD2FPM. KD2JWC is clear.
AC2MVU, you're not getting in. It's a little bit better. AC2MVU, no traffic.
W, please, thanks for checking in. Am I making this entry repeater now a little bit better?